Listen when you want, how you want. This is Tone FM.
Listen again.
When I was a young girl, my father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, girl, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten and the damned? He said,
welcome to the One to One Show with me, Andre Maynard. And kicking off the show this week, a little bit of Half Lives and Welcome to the Black Parade. Yes, a track specifically aimed at the type of show this is going to be, because this week has seen some very negative press coming out, especially for trans youth within the last 48 hours. In fact, the cast review came out and some of the recommendations, not quite what we were expecting, but not wholly unsurprising either. But I'm not going to talk about that right now. I'll come back to that a little bit later, because it's almost Monday and only want to dance.
sugar like a present on my birthday. All the other boys be looking at you sideways. You got my head spinning around like it's a disco. Turn off the lights, we're bouncing off the walls. Do your hair up nice, I'm gonna go all night. Till the sun comes up, I only wanna dance with you.
Yes, only Monday, almost Monday, not only, almost Monday, only wanna dance. And yes, getting back to the subject at hand this week, the CAS report, a 400-page report into England's model of care for trans under 18s, published on Wednesday the 10th of April, claimed there is weak evidence suggesting that puberty-blocking hormones positively or negatively impact gender dysphoria, while deeming historical studies into its effect to be of poor quality. Yes, quite shocking. The NHS commissioned this independent review, headed by Dr. Hilary Cass, in 2020 to address the rise in referrals to the country's only youth gender clinic. The report published this week expands the recommendations made in an interim report released in March 2022, which called for a decentralised approach to care provision in England in the form of regional hubs, which would be a very good thing. And that is one of the recommendations in this review, which are a positive. The rest of them, maybe not so. But it found that there is no simple explanation for the increase in young people who identify as transgender, non-binary or gender non-conforming, and that there are conflicting views in how to provide care for trans youth. Cass also noted that a considerable amount of research had been published around clinical decision-making for youth gender services, but that evidence suggests that the work is of poor quality and unreliable. One example she points to is to the World Professional Association of Transgender Healthcare, WPATH, who are an internationally recognised body for trans healthcare guidance, which the review said lacks developmental rigour. In a statement, Cass said, "What I'm recommending is an expansion of capacity distributed across the country, grounded in paediatric services and delivered in a consistent way." That's all well and good if the recommendations to improve the service are there and adhered to. But so far, there's no positive feedback from any political party to actually do any of this. They want to implement the negative sides of it, which basically means cutting services. They don't want to implement all the good things. But we will come back to that a little bit later. In the meantime, I'm starting to feel like a lamb to the slaughter, as are many transgender people. So it's time for Lamb and Gorecki.
If I should die this very moment, I wouldn't fear. For I've never known completeness. Wrapped in the warmth of you, loving every breath of you. still my heart this moment. Oh, it might burst. Could we stay right here till the end of time, till the earth stops turning? Wanna love you till
London's 107.8 Tone FM.
Swaying nature's back, day, she's feeling it. Nothing but just great songs for the county town. Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Yes, Fairly with Let's Go. Now, I'm just going to touch on one or two of the recommendations, but this one sticks out quite prominently. And that's the fourth recommendation out of 30 recommendations. When families, carers are making decisions about social transition of prepubertal children, that's children younger than 12, services should ensure that they can be seen as early as possible by a clinical professional with relevant experience. Considering the current waiting times now are in the years of 7 to 10 years for youth services and between 7 and 20 years for adult services, there is a high demand for relevant experienced professionals, but this country is seriously lacking in them. I'm going to go straight into the next track, and it is from Somebody's Child. And it's quite fitting, because this review feels a little bit like Seller.
It still does. Looking for reliable and trusted roofing services in Taunton? Look no further than AC Roofing. Our family-run business offers comprehensive roofing services. From new installations to repairs, we treat every roof as if it were our own. With a 5-star customer satisfaction rating, you can trust us to get the job done right. And for our customers over 60, we're offering a generous 20% discount. Don't wait until your roofing issues become bigger problems. Contact us today. Email info@acroofingtaunton.co.uk or call 07764 714 001. Trust the experts at acroofingtaunton.co.uk. Professional, reliable, quality.
Are you a teacher or teaching assistant within Taunton, Somerset, Bristol or Bath area? Somerset Education Alliance needs you. Somerset Education Alliance supply teachers and teaching assistants for day-to-day cover or long-term supply teaching in primary, secondary and special educational needs settings. We deliver a premium personalised service to our teachers and schools as an independent specialist supply agency and also offer a 24-hour service for our schools and teachers for emergency cover. When you're signed up with us, you get a dedicated consultant who gets to know you better, gets to know your likes and dislikes, and can place you into the best working environment. To find out more, call Taunton 746 186 or visit somerset-education-alliance.co.uk.
At Anitis Limited, Vodafone's Somerset franchisee, our Vodafone Evo plan gives you the flexibility to buy a new handset interest-free, with an option of contract lengths to spread the cost and with a call, SIM and data package to suit your needs and budget. SIM only? Not a problem. We have a full range of SIM packages to fit everyone's needs. And we cater for businesses too. Visit us in-store and say Tone FM to receive a free accessory worth £20 with any handset or SIM purchase. Available at Taunton, Bridgewater, Yeovil and Clark's Village. T's and C's apply. Vodafone Somerset partner in Anitis Limited, a local community sponsor.
If you've visited Purple Tiger in Taunton, then you've already tasted their incredible authentic Indian cuisine. But now they're also fully licensed. With inspired dishes, there's something for everyone. Banquet nights, Sunday to Thursday, are just £15.95. Plus, order over £15 for collection to get 15% discount. Or get delivery right to your door. Purple Tiger, Paul Street, Taunton. Now fully licensed. Go to purpletigeronline.co.uk.
Did you know about 50% of people won't wait longer than 3 seconds for a website to load? Having a great-looking, well-built website can go a long way to keeping your customers happy. Somerset Web Services build reliable and fast websites for all sorts of businesses, charities and clubs. Their websites are eye-catching, fast and mobile-friendly. If you need e-commerce, they can do that too. And their websites come with full after-sales support and service at the end of a phone. SomersetWebServices.co.uk.
London's 107.8 Tone FM.
Hello, it's Rhys here. Let's have a look at what's going on in and around the county town with this edition of the Community Notice Board. First up, on the 12th of April, head over to the Museum of Somerset to learn more about Cecil Sharp, the folk music collector who started out in Somerset in 1903. The event will be hosted by local author David Sutcliffe, who recently wrote a book on Sharp. To find out more, head over to swheritage.org.uk and head over to events. Up next, on the 5th of May at the Shrubbery Hotel, there is going to be a music quiz hosted by Gemini Carnival Club with Tone FM's own Jeff Strawbridge acting as quizmaster. The event starts at 7:30 and will cost £5 per person. Finally, an event for the petrolheads out there on the 26th of May from 10 in the morning until 5, the Classic Auto Show will be happening with a live bar, music, food and, of course, cars. The event is at Chard Junction TA20 4LL with all donations going to the Misfit Cycling Club. Well, that is all for this edition of the Community Notice Board, but do remember that if you want to submit your event, send the details over to noticeboard@tonefm.co.uk. That's noticeboard@tonefm.co.uk.
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Walk into a crowded room. Everybody staring. What did I do wrong? What did I do wrong? Oh, you see what you wanna see, but you don't even know me. What did I do now? What did I do now? He said, she said, over it. You're acting like you're brilliant, but you don't know. And brush away everything you say, 'cause I don't care at all. He said, she said, over it. You're acting like you're brilliant, but you don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
And You Don't Even Know Me, the stripped back version. And it's true, the people that have conducted this review, they don't know me. They don't even know very many trans people at all. They did include a few faces, approximately 10, but they also listen to a lot of anti-trans voices as well. And that in itself is quite wrong. This review should have been about trans healthcare, and they should have included more trans people in this review and got a fuller and broader and wider picture of the trans community, because no two trans people go through the same process. And this is where it turns dark, because now it's semblant. And what lies ahead?
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Tell you it was going to get darker, and this is the Black Parade after all. And that was Nocturna with New Evil. And it certainly feels like there is a new evil in the trans healthcare world, and it is to a degree some of the CAS review report, however you want to describe it. And we already know that some of the anti-trans brigade are already twisting it to their benefit and trying to make it out to be the ultimate nail in the coffin for the trans community. I'll tell you now, I would rather burn. With that in mind, here is Blackbriar. Blackbriar, I'd rather burn. Right, getting back to the subject at hand, because we are coming to the end of the show. Recommendation 7, long-standing gender incongruence should be an essential prerequisite for medical treatment, but is only one aspect of deciding whether a medical pathway is the right option for an individual. So again, pathologizing transgender youth and basically saying they need to be medically diagnosed before any treatment at all. They then go on in recommendation 8, NHS England should review the policy of masculinizing and feminizing hormones. The option to provide hormones from age 16 is available, but the review would recommend extreme caution. There should be a clear clinical rationale for providing hormones at this stage rather than waiting until an individual reaches 18. So basically making a youth go through puberty that they do not want to go through before giving them any hormone treatment. They also, in recommendation 13, to increase the available workforce and maintain broader clinical lens, joint contracts should be utilised to support staff to work across the network and across different services. The NHS is already struggling to get staff, let alone retain staff, because of the cuts and the poor wages. So this is going to be a tall order for them to actually increase the workforce in gender services. And we know that. And it's not all dark. There is at least one more positive, and that is all children should be offered fertility counselling and preservation prior to going into the medical pathway, which is a good idea. It's something that we know that sterilisation is a likelihood of transition. It doesn't mean to say that you will become sterile. It depends on the path you take, but a very good idea, especially for the youth. Right, so sadly I have come to the end of the show. I'm going to leave you with three songs. The first from Janelle Kroll and Walk With You, because I will walk with any of my trans siblings. Grey Wind, You're My Medicine, because it certainly needs to be felt like that. And finishing the show, Amaranth and Maximize. Whatever you're doing, stay safe, take care, and I will catch you next time. Bye for now.
Even in the dead of night, in the cold of day, in the burning light, in the darkest way, I'll walk with you. Even in the light and dawn, in the lonely hour, with the broken heart, when your mind is gone, I'll walk with you. I'll fall with you, I'll break with you, I'll change for you. It's hard to do. I'll hurt with you, I'll lie with you, get drunk on you. I want the truth. Some kind of fall apart, when you fall behind, when they break your heart, I'll walk with you. Even in the deepest blue, when the black is black, when you're far away and you can't look back, I'll stand by you. I'll run with you, become with you, be one with you, the whole way through. I'll fight for you, do right by you. This life with you, it's hard to lose. Some kind of magic, baby, we have it. Whatever happens, I will walk with you. Some kind of magic, baby, we
London's 107.8 Tone FM.
Is this where it ends?
Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Listen when you want, how you want. This was a Tone FM Listen Again.
All rights reserved, 2023.